All right, so a day of mindfulness, a day of practice. You know, for some of you, you've done many of these and much longer multi-day retreats, and it feels like it's just a comfortable thing to engage in. While others of us, it may be our very first time to ever practice this long, and it may be a sense of trepidation, or what's this day is going to hold? Am I going to be able to sit this long? Am I going to be able to practice? You know, what is it going to be like this day? So I wanted to offer a few suggestions to kind of start the day and also help you accommodate the day, both if you're very experienced or also if you're brand new. So the first one is to release your expectations, to release whatever expectations you're bringing to the day. And you might just pause for a second and just reflect on that. Bring that to the consciousness, you know, up to the forefront, because sometimes it's operating behind the surface, and we're not even aware of that. What are your expectations, both positive and negative, of the day, and particularly those kind of those underlying emotional expectations? Now, if it's your first practice like this, your first day of retreat, just relax into it. You know, you have no idea what it's going to be like. I can guarantee it's going to be different than what you expect. And maybe some parts are going to be challenging. Some parts are going to be surprisingly insightful and easy. And it's going to be all over the map as we practice. You know, I've done, you know, many, many, many of these kind of days, and also many longer days of practice. And each time I don't know what my retreat's going to be like. I don't know what it's going to be like for you. So that points to this attitude of just releasing those expectations and meeting it just how it's unfolding, which is actually part of the art of the meditator. Now, those of you who have practiced before, in some ways you have a little more difficult time because you have this idea of how the retreat might go, that the first part's like this and second part's like that. And for those of us who are experienced, releasing expectations is also a very important attitude to take, and to notice how we might be leaning into today, what we might expect it to be for like ourselves and for, you know, just that experience. Now, it's helpful to not try to do the retreat all at once. And that's part of the expectations, that how this moment is or will be reflective of the rest of the day. Just meeting this moment, just how it's unfolding. So, okay, I'm sleepy right now. I'm agitated right now. I'm peaceful right now. Let that moment be just how it is. I want to share a few words from Utejaniya Sardar Utejaniya, who's a Burmese teacher. And he has a great way of describing this, the right attitude of meditation. And he, you know, comes from a little different lineage, but it very much fits in with this kind of Thai forest lineage that is so much a part of Seattle Insight. So meditating is watching and allowing with relaxed attention whatever pleasant or unpleasant experience is happening. Meditation is watching and allowing with a relaxed attention whatever pleasant or unpleasant experience is happening. Right? So that's pointing toward it doesn't matter what the experience is. It's more that attitude of how you're observing, how you're receiving it. This is really the art of meditation, that once you get the knack of it, you make this transformation from the particular object that you're focusing on to whatever is in front of you, because you learn to carry that through all aspects of your life. And today is a way of learning to carry it through all aspects of your experience. Meditation is learning from everything we encounter. We learn whether we desire, fear, or have no interest in each experience that arises. Right? So this is that attitude of learning. Learning to make contact, to see clearly, provides the optimum environment for us to learn, to actually grow from that. Meditation is staying present and alert, free of the past and future. So this also points, this is all under this releasing expectation, allowing us to really relax into this present moment, to relax into how it's unfolding, and just to meet it with as much kindness, as much compassion, and as much clarity as possible. neither try to create nor encourage any experience. So neither try to create nor encourage any experience. Be with things just as they are. Being with things just as they are. So remember those, the hindrances, as those arise, of course, we naturally want to try to get rid of them and overcome them. But what if you just relaxed with them? Not trying to encourage something to arise or encourage it to dissipate, but simply meeting it just how it is. Meditation is not waiting for something to occur or waiting for something to go away. It's being patient with all things. Right? Again, this releasing expectation. How so much of our life is waiting for something that hasn't arrived or waiting for something to leave that we don't like. This is naturally going to show up in our, and it's this day long, that our minds will want something to move along and cease, or we want the next thing to come. The bell to ring, the walking period, the lunch break, the end of the retreat. See if you can take this as a way of learning how there's, as we're waiting for life to happen, for the thing we want to happen, we're actually missing life how it actually is. Then finally, from Uttejaniya, noticing the attitude in which you meditate. Are you resisting or wanting something? Right? This is a little more of a subtle practice, that instead of shifting from our normal steadiness on what the object is, we're stepping back to noticing the very relationship we're having with whatever is present. Am I wanting it to go away? Am I wanting it to stay? And if we are, just notice that you're increasing a level of stress into the meditation. You're very caught in the sense of stress around it. I just saw a note, a chat, that the appreciation for these Uttejaniya, and I'll put a link in there in a moment. But she probably was sent as an email attachment as a follow-up to this retreat. You know, thanking those who participated, and also some links to the recordings. And in general, if you could hold off chatting while I'm talking, because it's a little distracting, unless there's something urgent we need to address, like you can't hear me or something. So this is all under this category of releasing expectations. If you take anything away from that, just how do I release the expectations of this moment? And in its place, you're actually meeting the moment how it actually is. Another suggestion is to be your true self, to actually relax into your skin, or relax into your bones, and take some of that pressure off of how you're always trying to present a certain image of yourself, a certain quality of yourself, how you're trying to be acceptable, be pleasing, trying to impress, trying to compare. Because one of the reasons we call these retreats is that you're letting go for a short time your responsibilities, your roles that you have in your life, the roles of a parent, of a child, of a partner, whatever job you do, or if you're retired, whatever activities you do. All those carry a certain weight to them, a certain level of difficulty around them. There's that brings to mind a quick poem that I read in my class. I think it's right here. Yes. So being your true self, there's this poem from Samuel Green, that everything we see carries the burden of what we know until we let it be itself again. Everything we see carries the burden of what we know until we let it be itself again. Walking the yard with coffee cooling in my hand, I stop at a single seed of hawk's beard balanced on a blade of grass. Except for paying attention, what else is continual prayer? Samuel Green. So this line, that everything we see carries the burden of what we know until we let it be itself again. So certainly this applies to everything that we see externally, but equally applies to that internal sense of who we are, who we take ourselves to be. It carries this burden of what we know ourselves to be, So letting yourself be yourself again, letting that be something that starts to arise. Now, who are you actually when you're not trying to impress, trying to defend, trying to protect? Who are you when you relax those deeper roles? And allow that to come out as a wordless quality, a quality that's outside of words, outside of concepts. Letting it just emerge and being still with it and see what arises. It's a mystery. It's a mystery what is actually there when we release our concepts of ourselves. The next thing I suggest is to pause and connect, frequently throughout the day. So you can pause every time you start a new activity, like coming down to sit, when you come into a walking period or a group practice meeting or during lunch, or anytime that there's a little bit of friction, a little bit of unrest, maybe a hindrance is arising, a mind state's arising, a discomfort in the body. Start to train yourself to pause and connect with what's there. To pausing our normal impulse to react, our impulse to control, to do, to orchestrate, to even manage, to even be skillful from a Dharma perspective. Pausing all of that and instead connect with how it actually is in this moment. Actually connect with how it is. You know, going back to seeing this true self, releasing our expectations. These all are saying the same thing, just different facets. And so during the retreat, anytime that you're kind of confused, not sure what to do, you're struggling, when in doubt, pause. Just pause. And when I say pause, there's certainly the slowing down of the physical movement, but more importantly, there's an internal pausing, the internal slowing down. So, okay, let me see what's actually here. This does take a little bit of courage, a little bit of spaciousness or balance of attention, because often when you pause, you feel the unrest, you feel the discomfort, you feel the emotional pain that you may be trying to avoid by being frenetic, being active, by moving the mind, moving the body. And so this also speaks to these in-between times, that try to think of the meditation not as these discrete times that we sit and then we walk and then we sit and walk, but more of this continuous quality, this sustained quality, that there's the right now we're doing a listening meditation, that we're listening, we're hearing the words of the Dharma talk, we're present for our body sitting, we're present for our environment. And then in a little bit, we'll have a shift of that into actually formal practice. But in the midst of that, we want to also stay very present. Actually see that seamless quality of one activity to another. And so often our lives are moving from one thing to another, reacting from one impulse to another, like a pinball machine. Hitting those old time pinball machines, you pull back and the ball hits to a bumper and there's lights flashing and there's sounds and back and forth. This is so often how we react. Someone says something and we have a reaction, our minds go off, we're triggered, our anger, our fear, our grief, and then that triggers another, and back and forth. So pausing with those, learning to pause, and starting letting those pauses seep in a way, deeply into your system, into your mind, into your body. So when a thought arises, an impulse to move, pause and connect. When a moment of discomfort arises, a reactivity, pause and connect. When there's a moment of beauty, of peace, pausing and connecting. Learning to relax into this moment. And the final suggestion is to really use the structure or the container of the retreat for your benefit. Right? It's meant to be something that supports you, that allows you to settle into yourself, to do all of these things I've mentioned, to be your true self, to release your expectations, to learn to pause and connect. Now, being at home, it's a little bit more challenging than if we were sequestered in our own little retreat center with no distractions, because you have your people you share your home with, you have pets, you have animals, you have phones going off. But as much as you can, trying to take a break from all that. Maybe take turning off your phone or turning it onto airplane mode. Having a little bit of a resolution or a sense of commitment to not check your emails, to not check text, to not check social media. Because so often we do that when we feel a little bit uncomfortable. I'm a little bored. I want to give myself something to alleviate that. Almost like giving ourselves a little hit of entertainment, of distraction. See if you can turn off any other devices or any other apps on your phone and your device, and just say, right now, this is this day, this short day is being with myself, is learning to be with myself. And sometimes, like any relationship, it's challenging, it's difficult, but you've kind of, talking about a marriage vow, you've vowed to be with you for better or worse for the rest of your life. And so practice it. Practice to meet yourself and practicing that friendly connection relationship with whatever's arising. Learning to be your true self, releasing that burden of what you know about yourself and letting what is actually here arise. And so part of this is this noble silence that, again, we're trying to translate a Zoom retreat, a residential retreat, or a day long into a home retreat. And so noble silence is this releasing of these other ways of communicating. Now, of course, you know, you have young ones, loved ones that you may have to communicate with, but try to do it in a mindful way. Try to be as present as you can and just do as much as is needed and then come back into your moment's experience. All right, so I think that's all I wanted to say right now. I'm just going to quickly read through those words from Utejaniya. I just pulled out a few. He has a list of about 14. Meditating is watching and allowing with relaxed attention whatever pleasant or unpleasant experience is happening. Meditation is learning from everything we encounter. We learn whether we desire, fear, or have no interest in each experience that arises. It is staying present and alert, free of the past or future. Neither try to create nor encourage any experience. Be with things just as they are. Meditation is not waiting for something to occur or waiting for something to go away. It is being patient with all things. Know the attitude in which you meditate. Are you resisting or wanting something? If so, you're inducing stress into the meditation. All right.